actually in the tower of the RAC control centre, right slap bang next to the Almondsbury interchange where the M4 meets the M5. Traffic for this most of this morning while I've been here has been moving pretty smoothly, and it looks to me, to my untutored eyes, most of the drivers are obeying the 50 mile an hour speed limit. So certainly nobody going at 137 miles an hour this morning. But that was the speed that was recorded one day in August. Also, we've had speeds recorded through here, according to Avon and Somerset Police, 135 miles an hour, 131 miles an hour, 126 and 125 miles an hour. Speeding fines that have been paid so far, £168,780. This, we're told, equates to more than 2,800 payments, fixed payments of £60, and another 2,500 drivers who've been caught going over the limit, they've been put on speed awareness courses. Let's talk to Pete Williams. He's from the RAC. Peter, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Nigel.
These are horrific figures, 137 miles an hour. What do you make of that?
Well, it's clearly alarming. You know, the biggest concern of motorists is the behaviour of other motorists. And hearing that people are actually speeding through these congested areas of roadwork is just crazy.
Now, we were talking this morning about drink driving having an anti-social stigma surrounding it, but perhaps less so speeding. Nonetheless, speeding is still a very, very dangerous thing to do on the motorway, isn't it?
Absolutely. There certainly is less of a taboo about speeding. Everybody's got busy lives, they've got work commitments, and people don't view it in the same way as other such dangers, such as drink driving and the rising incidence of drug driving. And certainly what we're seeing more and more of is using a mobile phone and texting while driving. But speeding is a huge risk. And you know, there is a debate about whether stretches of motorway are safe enough to manage slightly higher speed conditions. But actually, it's about respecting your fellow motorists and travelling safely and understanding your stopping limits and how your reaction time is so much less when you're travelling at speed.